First, I apologize about my voice, the strength of my voice. But I guess that's after speaking a lot over the past few weeks, it takes a toll in this time of year. So let's begin with the halachas of Al Nisim and benching and with davening. I'm going to start out of order. I'll just say it outside. There's an interesting Magen Avraham I want to start with, and then we'll go through the sources. There's a Magen Avraham we'll come back to explain, but I'll leave off with a Tzarech in the Magen Avraham. He says the following halacha. That let's say it's Shabbos Chanukah this week, this coming Shabbos Chanukah. Let's say a person, he mentions Al Nisim in benching, but he doesn't mention Shabbos, he doesn't mention Ritzeh. So the Magen Avraham paskins that he has to repeat benching, like the halacha, if you don't say Ritzeh, you have to repeat benching. And when you repeat benching, says the Magen Avraham, you say Ritzeh, but you don't say Yaleh V'Yavol. But since the first time around, Al Nisim, thank you. Since the first time around, you said Al Nisim in the first benching. Thank you so much, Jeff. So he says, since the first time you benched, you mentioned Al Hanisim, and even though you missed Ritzeh, when you repeat it again to say Ritzeh, you do not say Yaleh V'Yavol the second time around. And all the Achronim ask at Tzarechin doesn't make any sense. If you weren't Yotzi, I said again Yaleh V'Yavol. Okay, Al Hanisim, fine. So since you didn't say the first time around, you have to repeat benching. But when you repeat benching, you say Ritzeh and you don't say Al Hanisim the second time. Because when you said it the first time around, you already were Yotzeh, you're Al Hanisim. It doesn't make any sense, they all ask. Since you didn't say Ritzeh when you benched first, so then the Al Hanisim you said wasn't good either. So when you repeat it the second time, you should have to say both Ritzeh and Al Hanisim. That's the Tzarech in all the Achronim ask on the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote him. We'll go through this at the end. But that's the Tzarech in we'll leave in the back of our minds. Now let's understand the nature of Al Hanisim. It starts in the Sugyan Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, number one, Ibar Ilu. Mahu Lahaz Kir Shachanaka Bebirkas Amazon. I apologize, not enough sheets. Okay, I didn't realize there would be more people here, but Mahu Lahaz Kir Shachanaka Bebirkas Amazon. What's the halacha with mentioning Al Hanisim during benching of Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Kevan de Midirabanan hu, since the Yontiv of Chanukah is only that Midirabanan, lo Midachrinan, we don't mention it. O Dilmor, perhaps Mishum Pirsumenisa, Midachrinan, or perhaps since the concept of Al Hanisim and Pirsumenisa is a very important concept, we should mention it during benching. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav Huna, Eina maskir, one does not need to mention Al Hanisim. Vimbala haskir, if a person wants to, maskir b'hodah, he's allowed to, and he should mention it during a hodah, after no delicha. Rav Huna comes along bar Yehuda, ikle lebe Rava. He once came to the house of Rava. And Savar ladchure b'bonei Yushalayim, he wanted to mention it during Bonei Yushalayim. Amr lehu Rav Sheshes, kit tfila. Ma tefila b'hoda af birkas hamazon b'hoda. Just like tefila, we mention it during the bracha of hoda, so too during benching, we mention it during the bracha of hoda and not in bonei Yushalayim. So this is the Gemara. Now we're going to get in a few sources why the Gemara didn't ask what about tefila. The Gemara assumed as a davar pashut, we mention it during davening. The question was only with regards to benching. So look what the Rambam writes with regards to benching. Hilchos brachos perek bei is very pashut. Din, as we know, b'chanukah u'b'purim shachach, if you don't say Al Hanisim, v'lo hizkir ha'inyan b'birkas hamazon eino chozer. As we know, the halacha, if you forgot Al Hanisim in benching or in tefillah, he's talking about benching here, if you forget it in benching, you don't have to repeat benching. That much we know. But there is an interesting Mordechai, number three. The Mordechai, at the end of Masechah Shabbos, after, on the second parak, he quotes the Rav Yoh. Even though the Gemara concludes dehaskaras Chanukah rishus bebirkas hamazon, it's only voluntary. In bala haskir, you can, but you don't have to. Mihu kevan dinahug chuliyama lahaskir. Since the practice is that everyone does mention it, vegam beirach almanas lahaskir shavya alav kechova, it becomes an obligation now. V'chozer, and you have to repeat it if you forgot Al Hanisim. So this is the shita of the Rav Yoh, one of the Rishonim. V'raya, look at his raya. His proof for this is midapasuk baal halachas gedolos deafilu leman damer tefilas arvis rishus. We know this machlok is by Mariv, whether you have to say it, there's a chova or it's a rishus. We paskin, it's a rishus. What does it mean? It's a rishus. It's a whole other topic. But afilu leman damer tefilas arvis rishus. Even the opinion who holds that Mariv is only voluntary im shachach v'lo hizgir. If you don't mention Sharosh Chodesh, we know if you forgot Yalav Yavo, Choser Mishum Deshav Yolav Chovah. So that itself is a machlokus. We don't pass in that way. But he assumes if... Let's backtrack. What's Allah? If you forgot Yalav Yavo, Mariv Rosh Chodesh, we assume you do not repeat it. Now, people think, what's the reason? People always say, because Mariv is Rishus. That's why if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat it. That's not the reason. What's the reason why?
Edom,
exactly. Since you can't be Mekadesh Chodesh at nighttime, right, because we don't accept Edis at Laila, so even though it is technically Rosh Chodesh at nighttime, since they couldn't accept it as Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat Rosh Chodesh Balaila if you forgot it. Yeah, forgot Yalav Yavo. But again, he argues in that halacha, he thinks you would have to repeat it. But he says the concept is that even though Tfiyas Arvis is Rishus, it's now viewed as a chova. What does it mean a chova? You can't just say, I'm busy, I don't want to daven Marv tonight. Just because there's no minyan and shul nights, we're going to go not daven Marv, right? We're not going to do that. So it's a chova. Even though it's a Rishus, we all took upon ourselves as a chova. So says the Rav Yeh, same thing when it comes to Hanukkah. Al HaNisim is only a Rishus. You only have the option. You don't have to say it. But since everyone says Al HaNisim, it's become a chova. That's the shita of the Rav Yeh. And therefore, if you forget Al HaNisim in benching, you would have to repeat benching in order to say Al HaNisim. That's the shita of the Rav Yeh. Even though there's no Chiv Suda, exactly. We're going to get to that in a moment, but correct. Even though right now there's no Chiv Suda, so still, since we took it upon ourselves to say Al HaNisim, rather, you have to repeat it. So look at the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha, one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. He has two kashas on this shita of the Rav Yeh. This is number four. If you look on the left column, Lanias Daiti. He quotes the Mordechai first and says, Lanias Daiti eini muvan. This doesn't make any sense to me. Devadai shavya la kechova lo shayach el agabi tefila. You could only transform a rishus into a chova in the world of davening. Why? Dhiba makum karban uba b'nedava. Because tefillah is in place of davening, or rather of karbanos, and it could turn into a nedava. Shayach be kabbalas chova lahavi nedava. Right now, if I don't have to bring a nedava, we all have the option of choosing to bring a nedava. If I make a neder or a nedava, I say I'm taking upon myself a chiv to bring a nedava. Now I have to bring that nedava. I'm mechayy myself to bring the nedava. So just like a karban, you could take a rishus and turn it into a chova. Tefillah also could go from a rishus into a chova. There's no model by Al HaNisim to be able to take it from a Rishus to a Chova. So that's question one he has on the Shita of the Rav Yeh. Number two, he says, V'od, Zafilu Neima Dehavi Kabbalas Chova. Let's say we could accept Al HaNisim as a Chova. Let's say we could agree to the Rav Yeh that could be something you could do. You could turn the Rishus into a Chova for Al HaNisim. Im Shachach Lahas Gechanaka. If you forget to say it, let's say, Eich Yivarech Oda Pam Birkas Amazon Mishum Kabbalaso, because I took a personal chiyuv obligation to say Al HaNisim. So if I forget it, I could repeat Shmoneh Esrei. I'd rather benching for that. Kevin Shekvar Yatzi Yedei Birkas Amazon. When I already benched properly, even though I missed Al HaNisim, Kishachozim Yivarech Havi Brachal Vatala. I can't bench twice on the same meal. Mash Enkin Linen Tfila. You could say Tfila a second time. There's a concept called Tfilas Nadava. If I daven all my Shmoneh Esrei during the day, I could always add another Tfilas Nadava. So for Tevila, there's a concept of adding new Chiyuvim. But for benching, I can't add another Chiyuv if I already fulfilled my obligation.
Just on the first question of the name of Bracha, he's trying to restrict the idea of the Nadava to Tevila and not to anything else. The concept of Nadarim and Afla, I can create Isurim on myself all day long if I choose to. I can create Chavos with Nadarim and Shavuos all day long. So why can't we create a Chiyuv of Al HaNisim? Why are you restricting that to the meaning of Tevila?
That's an interesting idea. In theory, you could say, make a nether that I'm making a nether that I have to say Al HaNisim in every single benching.
Because he's restricting the Nadava just to tefillah because it's Karbanos.
I hear that. Yeah. But I guess the point may be, if a person were to take a nether or Nadava, that would work. Yeah, but it wouldn't be a natural thing to happen automatically. As opposed to tefillah, it's built into the tefillah, it's modeled after Karbanos and Nadavos. That might be built into it.
Karban Nadava doesn't happen automatically. Somebody has to do something.
No, but since the tefillah is modeled after Karbanos, that ability is built in more naturally, exactly, as opposed to a nether. You can make a nether about anything. That's always an afkamin. You can create any nether in the world. So, okay. Fine. In the end of the day, Emek Bracha rejects this, or at least asks two questions on the Mordechai. But the Bach comes along to give another explanation for how we could understand and appreciate the Shita of the Rav Yo, like what Andy was suggesting. Look at the Bach right to number 5. Birkas Amazon She'iyav Shar Belo Pas. Kevin Shenikar Yomtev. Kedisa Be Megillas Tainis Techanik Apurim Lo Bala Ikarin. So the concept is benching. You can't bench without having bread. And since Chanukah Purim is called a Yontif, how is it called a Yontif? There's a scroll called the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis listed all the various days of Yontifs and days of Avelis, the days you could fast and days you can't fast and days you eulogize and you can't eulogize. And there's a whole list of different things that we can't really appreciate nowadays. For example, what the Gemara says, they had 7 days in the first 7 days of Nisan where they would debate with the Tzedukim about the Karban Tamid, about when Shavuos would be, different things. And since we won those debates, they turned those 14 days into Yamim Tovim. So the Gemara says in the end, we were Mevatel Megillas Tainis. Any of these special days that were listed in Megillas Tainis were null and void. And you could fast on those days, you could eulogize on those days. With the exception of Chanukah and Purim, Purim is a little bit of a different story because it's written in Megillas Esther. But Chanukah and Purim, even though they're listed in Megillas Tainis, those 2 days were not batal. Those 2 days still remain as Yamim Tovim. So says the Bach, Ube Yom Tov, since it's a Yom Tov, Eif Shar Belo Pas, you cannot celebrate Yom Tov without having bread. Kimosho Chiyach HaRosh BePerek Shlosha She'achlu. The Rosh proves this. When you're celebrating Yom Tov, you need to have bread. So since Chanukah is a Yom Tov, and a Yom Tov needs bread, says the Bach, Hilchach Tzarech Lachzor, if you forget Al Hanisim when benching, so then you would have to repeat it. So again, Chanukah is a Yantif because it's Megillas Tainis. A Yantif requires bread because that's what the definition of Yantif is. So now since it requires bread, it requires benching. So since it requires benching, well, it requires Al Nisim. So since it requires Al Nisim, if you forget Al Nisim, you have to go back and repeat benching. That's the psak of the Bach and the psak of the Rav Yo in the Mordechai.
It doesn't sound like that's what Rav Yo was saying.
No, I don't think so either.
He's not saying it's in the Rav Yo, right? He's
exactly. I think it sounds like a different approach, exactly. A different approach, the same conclusion, but from a different angle. Lamai says, we know in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in number 6, that he says, Im lo amar, if you don't say Al HaNisim in benching, Ein Machzir, and also we don't make him repeat it. However, he does note, Mihu, Im Nizkar, Be'osa Bracha, if you remember, while you're still saying the Bracha, Kol Zman Shelo Hizkir Es Hashem, so long as you haven't gotten to the Baruch Ata Hashem at the end, you just said Baruch Ata, Afilu Niskar Bein Ata LaHashem. You say Baruch Ata, and then you remember Al Nisim, you could be Chozer and go back. But the moment you say Baruch Ata Hashem, there's no going back, and you fulfilled you have fulfilled your benching. You don't have to repeat it. So that's all with respect to the world of benching and saying Al Hanisim. What about Shmoneh Esrei? So we noted that the Gemara never asked, should we say Al Hanisim in Shmoneh Esrei or not? The Gemara only asked, should we say it in benching? So how come the Gemara assumed, of course, you say it during tefillah? So Rashi writes in number 7 here. Birkas HaMazon, he says, B'tefillah pshitalan. Why is it obvious that you say Al HaNisim in Shemoneh Esrei? Sharei lahalel ulahoda nikvu. The whole idea of celebrating Chanukah, it was all predicated on singing Halel and saying Hoda. When is there Hoda? When the Chachamim made the celebrations of Chanukah, it was with Halel Hoda. Hoda means Al HaNisim in the bracha of Hoda in tefillah. That's what it meant. It was to say Al HaNisim in tefillah. So that was a davar pashut. It was never a shaila. So the question becomes, so why not in benching? Benching also has Hoda. Why was it more obvious to mention Hoda in davening, Al HaNisim in davening Hoda, than it was to say Al HaNisim in Hoda of benching? There's Hoda in both of them. We say, right, we say modim in Shemoneh Esrei, we say no delcha in benching. So why did the Gemara assume at Pasha we should say Al HaNisim in Modim and Shemoneh Esrei? But it wasn't so obvious to say in No Delecha and benching. What's the difference?
Isn't there a greater concept of Pirsum and Nisa by davening? Because you're usually in a minyan, in a tzibur.
So that's Tosas. That's the different approach. We'll get to Tosas in just a moment. Very, very good. Tosas says Pirsum and Nisa. But Rashi's understanding is based on Hoda, the thanks, that we should thank. So we'll get to Nafkamina in a second. We didn't Hoda and Pirsum and Nisa. Let's focus on Hoda for a moment. So in the world of Hoda, that's a way of thanking Hashem. So then why is there a difference between Shemoneh Esrei that it was obvious you should include Al HaNisim and benching it wasn't obvious? So what the,
I just wanted to suggest something.
Yeah.
So in benching, it's no, there's more like on the land again, by modem, you have al nisech, by anifleisech.
It's more personal.
Also on nisim, which, I mean, maybe it connects more.
I did not see that answer, but it would make sense. I guess Noda Lechel is not about any nisim that we see. Very good. Modem is about nisim, so that would seem to be a greater connection. I hear that. Could be. What the Sfas Emes says differently, though, the Sfas Emes writes in number 10 that because we have to daven every single day. You don't have to bench every single day. Even on Hanukkah, you could get away with just having latkes. You don't have to have bread. So since there's no obligation, it's possible to go 8 days without having to bench, in which case you may not ever say Al Anisim. But Shemone Esrei, you have to say 3 times a day. So since Shemone Esrei is a chiv, this way it ensures that you're going to say Al Anisim at least 3 times a day. So tefillah... We're on Shabbos. Ah, so very good. Excellent. So look at the Shiltos writes, in light of your question. The Shiltos... it's a bit of a unclear what he means by this. So there's a lot of Achram speak about the Shiltas, but look at number 11. He says, "Aval sudas rishos hilo chai v'rabbanan." The Rabbanan didn't require you to say benching, rather al nisim during benching during the week. But b'Shabbos v'yomtiv, like Shlomi just asked, ma'ikel meimar. Shabbos v'yomtiv, which is a chiv to eat bread, as we know, so there should be a chiv of benching with al nisim on Shabbos v'yomtiv. What? Granted, but still you have to eat. So they all question this. This is not brought down the halacha. It's all rejected. It's all rejected the halacha. But you see, the idea is that the Shultz assumes it's about a chiyuv suda versus not a chiyuv suda. So again, according to Rashi, the nature of al anisim is a hoda, that you're thanking Hashem, a personal thanks, a communal thanks, and it was placed in davening simply because davening is an obligation 3 times a day. You can't get away without saying al anisim during 8 days. Benching is only rishus. If you decide to have a bread meal, then you would have to say benching. But if you don't, you could go 8 days without al hanisim. So it's all about hodah in the world of Rashi. There's a Cheshek Shlomo who wants to know why the Gemara doesn't ask about al hanisim and Purim. Why is it no Shaila? Should we say al hanisim and benching during Purim Suda or not? Why is a suffix only by Hanukkah? So what's his answer in light of this?
There's a
chiyuv suda, of course, because it's a chiyuv suda. It's pashut. You say al nisim on benching a Purim, because you have to eat a suda on Purim. You don't have to have a suda on Chanukah. So that's why the Chayyuk Shlomo says along the same lines that the nature of al hanisim is a hoda. So we only instituted it. It was only pashut when there is an obligation to eat a meal. That's either Purim, but on Chanukah there's no obligation to eat a meal. So they only had a davar pashut by tefillah where there is an obligation to daven. He did lump them together, but I'm not sure if that's a riot because they always go together. In the end of the day, the halacha is the same. As to the nature of them, I'm not sure if you could prove from there. But I think you're right for a different reason, though. Because from the Rambam who places the halacha, let's get to the other pshat and we'll go back to the Rambam in a second. I'm not sure if your riot is a great riot, but I think you're correct in the understanding of the Rambam. But it could be. So let's look at the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos writes in number 8. That Ma'ula Haskir Shachanaka Birkas Amazon Betfila Pshita Le Demaskir. It was a Davar Pashit that in Shemona Esrei you should say Al Hanisim. Mishum de Tfila Betzibarhu. The Ika Pirsuma Nisa, like you said, it's a Pirsuma Nisa Tfila Betzibar. The whole idea is not a Hodah, it's really to publicize the Nase, to publicize the miracle. Of Alba Birkas Amazon Shibibayas. Davening by yourself with your family, leka pirsumanisa koi hai. So maybe you shouldn't have to say al hanisim in the benching since it's not such a public event. Davening, which is tefillah b'tzibur, that is a public event. So that was a davar pashut. So it's not about hoda like Rashi was saying. It's about pirsumanisa. Now the Prima Gadim, his chidushim on Shas is called the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef says that the nafkamin is if you're davening by yourself. Tefillah b'yachid, according to Rashi, well, it's a hodah. You should still have to say al hanisim. But perhaps lefishitas tosfos, would only have to say it, maybe, tefillah b'tzibur, when there's a pirsum anisa. But davening by yourself, b'yachidis, maybe you wouldn't have to say al hanisim. Now, we don't pask in that way. But at least we see at least the conceptual difference. Any question? No. Yeah. Fine. So now we have hodah versus pirsum anisa. That's the chakir within the understanding of the nature of al hanisim. Now, to end this point of the Rambam, so if you were putting together the Rambam, where would you place the halachas of Al-Hanisim?
Tefillah and benching.
Tefillah and benching, or? Chanukah Purim. So if you assume that's Pirsum and Nisa, where would you place it? Chanukah Purim. If you assume it's a din of Hodah, Tefillah. So where does Rambam place it? In Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Tefillah, which assumes that it's all about Hodah, like what Rashi was saying. So we see this nafkamina, or rather we see this chakira, whether Al-Nisim is a din of Hodah, or it's a din of Pirsume Nisim. And now before we connect it back to that Magen Avraham we started with, there's some interesting halachas that connect, very important, to when saying Al-Nisim in Shemoneh Esrei, there's some halachas about announcing it. So look at the Shulchan Aruch number 13. Firstly, he just paskins very clearly. We say Al-Nisim b'tfila b'birchas modim, that we know. But number 14, look what the Mechaber writes. Ma she'machris shliach tzibur rosh chodesh bein kadesh l'tfilas arvis lo havei hefsek. The shliach tzibur sometimes, or the gabbai sometimes, they announce, you should say, yalev yavo. They bang instead, which is much better banging, but let's say they didn't understand what the klat meant, so they say, yalev yavo, it's not considered a hefsek. Kaven shu tzarech tefillah. That's needed for the tefillah. A hefsek is when you are talking about sports in the middle of davening. But when it's letzarech tefillah, to remind everyone to say, yalev yavo, that's considered permitted and encouraged. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 15, afil lahachriz al hanisim shapir dami. This coming Tuesday night, to announce it, it's permitted, afagav she'im yitu, even though if you forget it, gam kein ein tzarech lachzor, so you would think it's not so important, mikomakom hu tzarech tefillah, it's still necessary, it's still something that we encourage, one is allowed to interrupt. So says the Shaar Tzion though, dafka, number 16, dafka ba'arvis, only a marv are you allowed to interrupt. Dismichas gula l'tefillah shelo, lo chamer kuli hai, mishum tefillahs arvis v'shus. There's a whole concept that smicha gula tefila is not so important at nighttime. It's not so crucial. And therefore, you could allow for a hefsek like al hanisim. Aval ben gula tefila de shacharis, which is chamir tefei, which is much more serious, the gula tefila, asamach gula tefila, then it's usher to make any interruptions. You don't say al hanisim in the morning. So I was once someplace, I was at an urfruf, somewhere at a hotel a number of years ago. It was Rosh Chodesh, it was Shabbos morning Rosh Chodesh. It was a private minyan, and there was a certain Rav that was there. And so he announced, right after Gal Yisrael, he said, Yalav Yavo. Mm-hmm. So afterwards,
He said the words.
So after, I know him well, I asked him afterwards. He said, because there was someone who was there who wasn't from, and he wouldn't know what a klap of the people would mean. So he said it for him. So I never saw that inside. I hear the Svara. My understanding from when I learned the sugya is that that's not, it's a little off topic now. On Shabbos, there's more room to allow for this because it's brought down in the rush, and Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this. What's the halacha if a person comes late to shul on a regular weekday? Do you say Shema Esrei first and then say Shema afterwards? We don't do that. You have to do everything in order because Samech Gula L'Tfila. Even though you're going to miss Tfila B'Tzibur, you have to do everything in order, so the Gal Yisrael is next to Shema Esrei. But the Orzeruah says this? The Rush quotes Orzeruah?
I think it's the Orzeruah says, you know, there's no spirit to go on Shabbos.
I thought it was the Rush. Could be the Hagos Hashri quotes the Rush, the Orzeruah. I remember it being a Rush. Okay. So there's a Rush in Rekiv Eger about this, that on Shabbos, since there's no Geula on Shabbos, we don't get redeemed on Shabbos, Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos, so there's no concept of Samech Geula L'Tfila, and you could go out of order. So I think Rekiv Eger Paskins, if you come late, you catch Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur and then say Shema afterwards, just like a Marv. What happens to Marv? Person comes late and they're davening Shema Esrei, you say Tefillah B'Tzibur and say Shema afterwards because Samech Gula L'Tfila B'Marv is not that, it's only Rishus. It's not like Shachris in the morning. Well, Chamer Tveh. It's not as Chamer. Right. So on Shabbos, the understanding would be, since this happened in Shabbos when the individual said Yalav Yavo, it would make sense because there's not so much of a inyan of Samech Gula L'Tfila on a Shabbos morning. If it happened during the week, I would question whether or not, even if there's a firm person there, whether you could say, I don't know. I'm just questioning it more during the week whether you can make such an announcement.
What about, he doesn't say mincha, it's in Bashach, it's in Marv.
In mincha, there's no concept of Samech Gula L'Tfila. Only when you're saying Shema and there's a brach of Gal Yisrael is a Samech Gula L'Tfila.
Mincha, you can say. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. So now, say whatever you want. Anything.
Sports scores. Everything.
Sport, yeah.
I've seen by the scribe where they say out loud, a little penal, but look at him.
There are, so that we're about to get there. Look at number 17. Number, the Piskei Tshuvas quotes that he quotes Nechle Adeos, is a machlokas in the Deos, im yesh lagabai lahachris al hanizim, bileo rishon dechanaka lefne shmon esrei. There are different days whether you can announce it. V'haminag, the practice is lo lahachris ela kishimagia shliach tzibur latevos v'hanizim yagbia kolo. So I've heard many people, even Ashkenazi shuls, is there something Sfardim do in particular? Yeah, they really very makbid on this. But well, our practice is to mamish to bing.
They don't clap.
Ever. Why?
I wasn't
a minute. But before Hurachon, or Shemir Amal.
Not in the morning, but at night.
So the practice is usually to announce it before you start Hurachon or Shemir Amal. So you announce it first. And then you do a clap as well. Do we see Al Nisim? Do we do a clap for Al Nisim?
Everything.
Everything. I think growing up in the Bnei Shurim, we didn't clap.
Chief clapper.
Right. I think growing up, they didn't clap for Al Nisim. Do you remember this? They did, yeah?
We get a clap.
To be able to do double claps for Yalavio, one clap for... that's right, okay. Okay, either way... Okay. So they're different things. I've heard many people who daven nearby, they say Al Nisim a little bit louder than more audible, not screaming out like the Sfardim apparently, but there are different ways to remind to avoid having to make any hefsek.
We don't scream out.
And the whole davening's screaming out. No, everything's screaming out. No. Okay. I thought the whole davening's out loud, though.
Labor. I've had many people next to me in shul hold by that sheet.
Oh, okay.
They're talking everything
very loud. It doesn't bother you.
Not at all.
Okay. So let's get back now. Let's get back to the Magen Avraham now. So, says the Magen Avraham, number 19. This is why I started off with this question. He said that nearly... Nebol, the Chanukah b'Shabbos, v'hizkir shel Chanukah v'lo shel Shabbos. It's Shabbos Chanukah, this coming Shabbos, and you're busy. This is this is benching, and you bench and you say Al Nisim, but you don't say Ritzeh. So Chozer l'Rosh, you have to repeat benching again, and when you repeat it, Eino mazkir shel Chanukah, you don't say Al Nisim this time around. Why? D'har Eino chover lahazkir shel Chanukah k'disa b'gemar. You don't have to. So what do you mean? Just because you don't have to, you should. You weren't Yotze the first time around. Yeah. Prima Gadim says this is a Tzarech Iyun. The Shar Tzion number 21 says, I didn't quote the Magen Avraham because I don't understand what he's saying. No one else holds like him. So what is Pshat with the Magen Avraham that when you repeat it the second time around, benching, you only say Ritzeh and you don't say Yalav Yavav. So in Yerach Lemoadim, which is... Al Nisim. Al Nisim, yeah. If I keep free, I apologize if I keep switching them around. So Rav Olshin here from the Rosh Yeshiva Lakewood has an interesting piece here. He discusses this. And he talks about there's a general chakir whenever it comes to any time there's an insert during Shemun Eser or benching, it's always a shiloh whether or not it's what he calls haskara ba'alma, it's just mentioning it, or it becomes part of the fabric of the tefillah, part of the fabric of Shemun Eser. So... he doesn't say this, but I think the Shaila does connect to what we started off with. Whether, yeah, both of them. So whether or not it's the nature of, what's the nature of Al Nisim? Is it really a Hoda, or is it a Pishma Nisa? I think that Chakir we started off with is really going to answer this question. Because if it's Pishma Nisa, then that becomes something that's separate from the rest of Davening. But if it's going to be a Hoda, it's built into Nodelecha, it's built into Modim, so then it becomes a part of the fabric of the benching, part of the fabric of Shemun Esrei. So that's the Chakira, and that connects to this question of Hoda versus Pirsuma Nisa. So if you look at number 23, a Nafkamina for this in the Shari Tshuva, and then we'll bring it back to the Magen Avraham. The Shari Tshuva says, Ayin b'shem Radbaz, Sheyachal lomar alhanisim oyalav yavo, bein bracha lebracha, She'ein kam bracha levatala v'hefsek. It nami lahavi. She'rei main bracha hi v'kasev she'ken yorai linog. Let's say you finish ritzeh, you say the bracha, yalav yavo, just for a moment. You say v'sechazena, you finish off the bracha, fine. Could you say yalav yavo right before modim? Or not? So the Radbaz paskins, you can. Even though it's on the context of the bracha, you can mention it. And then the Birkei Yosef is quoted here, it's saying, gam gein bazeh, he's not clear whether this is true. And he thinks one should not. So can you say Yalav Yavo after you say the bracha before saying Modim? That's the two days. So Revolution explains is it depends on whether or not Yalav Yavo, for a moment, we'll get back to Al Nisim, the same Shaila, whether Yalav Yavo is part of the fabric of Shemun Esrei or not. If it's part of the fabric of Shemun Esrei, then you can only say it in the place where it's supposed to be, between Ritzeh and the bracha. But if it's viewed as something separate, you just have to do a Haskara, just to mention Yalav Yavo, So even though you mentioned it after bracha, you really have accomplished your obligation to mention Yalev Yavo, even though it's after the bracha, before the next bracha. It's independent. It's in the context of Shmoneh Esrei, but it did not have to be built into the bracha exactly. There's an appropriate place for it, but if you didn't get it in the bracha, it's fine if you mention the Askara afterwards. So too, when it comes to Al Nisim, says Rav Olshan, the same concept. When it comes to Al Nisim, is it part of the fabric of Shmoneh Esrei? You have to dafka say it during Nodelcha, during Modim, or even if you finish the bracha, could you say it after that fact? And he quotes the machlokas about Al Nisim as well. So now he brings us back to the Magen Avraham, how to explain Pshat in the Magen Avraham. Because if the whole idea of saying Al Nisim is simply a haskara, just mentioning it, so when I benched the first time around without Ritzeh, I didn't fulfill my obligation, but I did a haskara. I mentioned Al Nisim. So now when I benched a second time, I don't have to mention Al Nisim because I already did once before. I wasn't Yotzeh? Doesn't make a difference. Because when you view it as haskara, it's not really part of a chelik of benching. I just have to do it, just to mention it. So long as I mention it, I was Yotzeh. So if you really take it to the extreme in theory, if I just say Al Nisim in a vacuum, without a benching, I could also be Yotzeh. So I'm not sure if the Magen Avraham would say that far, but that's the basic idea how he's explaining this Magen Avraham. Lemaisa, in the end of the day, we don't pask in this way. It's just interesting food for thought. But we pask that if a person doesn't mention Ritzeh, and he has to repeat benching, you should, of course, say Al Nisim along with the Ritzeh as well. We'll finish, yeah.
Going back, it's another
Pirsumei
Nisa. Every time you say it, you have another
Chiyuv. That's true, exactly. Even if you were Yotzeh, still saying it again wouldn't be a hefsek because it's still a Shayach, so that would make sense. But this all goes in the world of understanding Al Nisim to be Pirsumei Nisa. It's a Haskara, not a Chelek of the fabric of the benching. Let's just finish off with this last Ramah here. The Ramah writes that if a person forgets Al Hanisim, number 26, Yesh Omrim, Kisheshachach al hanisim bibirkas amazon. Kishimagil harachaman yomer harachaman yasalanu nisim viniflos. Kishem shasisalavo senebiyamimahim vizman hazeh bimimatizio. There's a whole harachaman that he says one says if you forget al nisim during benching. The Taz says you could say a similar nusach if you forget it in Shemoneh Esrei. It's not a harachaman, but I forget exactly what the gears is. But if you forget Al Nisim at the end, L'chaim Netzor, you could do some addition of including Al Hanisim. I don't know if the Sfarim have this as well. Do you guys have this? Do you know?
What?
This harachaman, if you forget Al Nisim?
I think it's mentioned.
Okay.
This makes him sound more like a haskara than part of the fabric of
Shema. Exactly. Sounding more of haskara because you could even say it after the fact. It's simply about Pirsume Nisa. So I'll just finish off with one question that the Achronim asked. I mentioned this the other night in the Mishnah Berurah here. But the question they ask is, how could a person say a harachaman? Harachaman is a lashon of a bakasha. You're requesting something. How could you request a nes? You can't request nisim. You're not allowed to request nisim. The lacha is, let's say a person, a woman's pregnant, and already the gender's been decided. You can't daven, I want my child to be a boy, I want my child to be a girl. I can't daven for that, because that takes a nes to change around. You can't ask it to feel shav, the Mishnah says in Brachos. That's a nes. Okay, that's a different story for a certain tzorach of embarrassment.
The first 39 days before it's determined.
Before it's determined exactly you're allowed to, but once you get 40 days, the gender already has been decided, and therefore you can't daven anymore. So how can you say harachaman that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring nisim to us? So I saw that Rabbi Yirmiyahu writes in Berach Chaim, he explains that since the days of Chanukah, it's asking a nes normally is considered lamal min ha-teva. But during Yimei Chanukah, the nes, the teva is nisim. These are the 8 days is mamish nisim taking place here. It's not considered lamal min ha-teva. So a person is allowed to ask for such a tefillah. That's considered a normal type of tefillah during the days of Chanukah. Mirtam Yishol Vizoch, have all the tefillahs answered.
Amen.
And yes, sorry.
With the halacha of Ritzeh, that helped.